Hola, hola. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. This is a bilingual podcast where we speak Spanglish. Hablamos español y a veces hablamos inglés y a veces hablamos de los dos idiomas. So grateful for you guys. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, you are going to love today's lesson. And I call it a lesson, guys, but it is really an episode. So let's get into what we're going to talk about today. Guys, we are going to talk about how to succeed as a microbiz owner. You know, so many people erroneously call themselves small business owners, but they're not really a small business owner. But so we'll get into that a little bit later. But anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're just dropping in, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for being here. I'm going to continue to give these lives. Doesn't matter if you are not live with me, but you are on a replay, hashtag replay, send me some love. And a reminder, just a reminder that on social media, it's all about saving a post, tagging somebody in a post, and writing, not just emojis, but writing at least 3 to 7 words as a comment, guys. All right? So here we go. How to succeed as a micro business owner. I'm going to go through 5 tips that you really need to really get down, hone in order for you to be able to succeed. You see, I help businesses, I help micro business owners go from brick and mortar to click and order, guys. But it takes time. It takes time, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. So let me ask you, you've decided to venture out and create a side hustle, a side business, or a recurring stream of income so that you can begin to invest in your future. But now what? You decided it, now what? Now you've got to really take action. And so I always get asked, how do I succeed? Well, let me just give you my version. To succeed in business today, you need to be truly flexible and you have to have a good planning system and organizational skills. There's just no way around that, guys. You've been seduced by having your own business, but you got to make sure that you are flexible. And by flexible, I mean there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs, guys. And you got to have some good planning in place and some organizational skills. Many people start businesses thinking that, you know, they'll turn on their computer, they'll open their doors, and all of a sudden they'll start to make money. They'll sign that paper that says, hey, yeah, let me, you know, I've signed that paper, I've bought a few products, and now I'm ready to sell. Only to find out, guys, that making money in business is way more difficult than they thought and way more intricate. Guys, it is important that you totally understand what a micro business is. Why is it important? Because once you know your section or your segment of the market, you can more effectively talk to your ideal customers, right? So a micro biz in the world of business is known as a micro company or a micro enterprise, which is you. And it's the newest trend, guys, in the entrepreneurial world. Because it is so new, the term is so vaguely defined, guys. A micro business right now is somebody that opens up a small business that operates from 1 to 5 employees and requires less than $50,000 to start the company. That is a micro biz. So you've got your small little businesses, maybe your t-shirt businesses, your network marketing businesses, maybe you're selling food. Those are all micro business owners. And why it's important is because when it comes time for you to apply for that loan to grow to that next level, you've got to make sure that you check the box that says micro business. And remember that micro businesses are not usually funded by banks. You must know what lenders are out there that lend to micro businesses, guys. So once again, ask yourself, am I operating with 1 to 5 employees? And is it required for me to start this company $50,000 or less? If the answer is yes, you're a micro biz owner. And you can avoid all the stresses of growing your business ventures by taking your time and planning out all the necessary steps you need to achieve success. I see so many people, especially in the what we call the relationship marketing, network marketing field, make so many mistakes. They think as soon as they've just bought their little package and signed that paper, it's all going to come together. And it doesn't, guys. It doesn't. So whatever type of business that you want to start, maybe you want to start a nail business. And it's you want to start your own nail business where you're traveling, right? All of that needs planning and forethought, guys. So let me give you examples of what are considered micro businesses. 1, network marketing. 2, online membership courses. 3, digital courses. If you're selling digital products, if you're coaching online, if you're a content creator, if you're an e-commerce person, if you're an affiliate marketer, or if you're even a virtual assistant, guys, you are a micro biz owner. It's critically important that you realize that. So now, let me get into today the 5 tips that you need to make sure that you're doing, and you want to make sure that they actually go in this order for you to succeed. And the first one is get organized. To achieve business success, guys, you need to be organized. Now, if you're like a majority of my students and they're like, we don't want to get organized. Ew, that's not like my favorite thing to do. Well, if you don't get organized now, I guarantee you Uncle Sam will force you into that organization before you know it. So it will, if you get organized at the beginning, it's going to help you to complete tasks and stay on top of things that need to get done. A good way to be organized is, guys, is to create a to-do list every day. As you check each item off, you check it off your list, you're going to feel better. This will ensure that you're not just forgetting anything, but you're completing all the tasks that are essential to the survival of your business. Now, there are lots of things. You can go the old-fashioned way where you write it all out and check it off, or you can go the digital way. There are software out there. There's Trello. There's Asana. There's lots of other organizational tools out there, system softwares that are going to help you. But you don't just turn it on and it gets done, guys. You've got to invest the time to learn how to get it done and get it going before it actually works. Same thing with your business. Now that's 1. You've got to get an organization going. Start organizing. 2, keep detailed records. All successful businesses keep detailed records. You can do that here on Google Sheets easily. Every Gmail account gives you access to Google Sheets. You just go into your Drive and you begin. right? By doing this, you're going to know where your business stands financially and what potential challenges you could be facing. Just knowing that is going to give you ahead of the others, guys. And it's going to make sure that you stay on top of the game, right? You've got to, number three, you've got to know your numbers. Understand that keeping good detailed records will help you analyze where you need to be. Let's say you want to make $2,000 a month or even $200 a week. You put that goal out and then you got to backtrack. What's it going to take for you to make that $200 a week check by how many pieces of product you need to sell or how many coaching sessions you need to sell or how many digital courses slots you need to sell? All of that, guys. So you've got to figure that out. What's it going to take? If you don't know how many pieces of items, whether it is a physical product or is a digital product, if you don't know how many you need to sell in order to make your mark, how do you know if you're ever going to make there? Just by when it drops into your account? That's not going to work for your bookkeeper or for Uncle Sam or for the CPA that's got to represent you in front of Uncle Sam, guys. So those three are important, and you don't like those three. Nobody likes the numbers, but now comes the next part. You've got to invest in your professional growth. You've got to be willing to invest. You've got to be willing to coach up or course up, meaning that you may need to get help with your personal and professional growth by way of hiring either a business coach or investing in business courses that are going to get you over the edge. Now, if you want to stay on the side of less cost, my suggestion is buy a course, right? You buy a course, you get some of that coaching for free inside that course, and it's really worth your money. Then the next step is, when you've got that, then you hire a professional coach, a business coach. And the fifth and final one is to be creative. Always look for ways to improve your business. Make it stand out from the competition, but don't spend time focusing on what the competition is doing. In other words, stay inside your lane. Stay focused, looking at your product, how you're going to share it, how you're going to, get it to your customers, and recognize that you don't need to know everything, but you got to be open to lots of new ideas and different approaches. And how do you know? Here's the question. How do you know if you need to be more creative? Here's the question, guys. Here's the million-dollar question. Are you right now currently making the money that you want to make doing what you're doing right now or not doing what you're doing right now? If the answer is yes, stay there. Stay in that lane. If the answer is no, baby, you better get some creativity going. You better coach up or course up, and you better make it and get some goals going and then be consistent. Consistent. You've got to stay consistent. Starting out, you must be consistent. Look at me, guys. When I first started out, there was nobody listening to me. I was talking to crickets. But I'm here, come rain or come shine, every Monday at 3:00, and I'm here for you. And, it's expanded, and I'm so excited because I'm at a better place this year than I was last year, guys. So I want to make sure that, that you understand that starting a business You need to know your archetype. You need to know your business archetype. You need to know your entrepreneurial archetype. When you know that, then you can kind of go forward and figure out, okay, if I'm a, you know, a mediator, or if I'm a success go-getter, or if I'm a this, if I'm a that, and focus on the strengths and hire people or get help to help you with your weaknesses. Don't focus on the weaknesses and try to make them up. So this episode is actually sponsored by the actual quiz. What is your entrepreneurial archetype, guys? If you haven't taken the quiz, I will drop the link below. You take the quiz, figure it out, and we are going to be sending some emails to you to get you sort of coached into the right direction so that your business grows. All right, guys. So if you found value in this, please remember you want to share it, tag somebody, comment in the comments below, a minimum of 4 to 7 words, guys. And remember that I'll see you here on the next episode. So I will see you here next Monday. Thank you, guys. Have a great one. As always, I am incredibly grateful for you. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.